I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
So, Carver, how you know how I used to, go to the Starbucks and then pump in like 10 pumps of caramel? And then I'd drink those caramel fraps and just literally drinking like lava amounts of caramel.
Oh, I remember. Absolutely.
So I go to like DQ and I'll get like this jumbo, like gigantic, the size of like enormity of ice cream, vanilla. And I just have the guy put in like 10 pounds of caramel, right? So I was actually, I'd eat the whole thing and it was like mostly just giant. It was like eating cement of caramel, like just a giant, like enormous vat of caramel. And what I was noticing was that the next day I would have these disastrous, trips to the bathroom. And I think that I was getting like caramel, like peanut butter type residuals out of it. You know what I mean? Like, runoff. I was having these horrible caramel moments the next day. Like, man, this just isn't, it's going in good. It's not going out good. It's not happening for me. So the other day, I think it was Wednesday, I went and got an ice cream cone for the first time in like 10 years. I got an ice cream cone this big with sprinkles on it. And I got to tell you, for the first time ever, I didn't get the caramel because I'm addicted to caramel. Caramel rocks. Like, it's caramel's like chicks and G-strings. I love caramel and whipped cream. And the bottom line is I shut it down. I just got an ice cream cone this time with a few sprinkles on it. And I got to tell you, it was the best thing ever, this giant ice cream cone. It's probably like you having a Bud Light. It was delicious. No caramel. I'm having like caramel cable. Not good. Noticing when I quit drinking coffee and all that caramel stuff, I'm living large.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you. Because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. we can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on a bench on a pain-free Friday. Carver High is just absolutely jacked on his Islanders winning. He's jacked. Tell me how they did it.
Really, really strong performance by them. Once again, they have upped their game, Scotty, 5-on-5. And we talked about it on Coast to Coast today. Like, if Brock Nelson, Bevilier, and Bailey are going to play this good, you know, it gives the Islanders two really strong lines when you have Barzal and Leon Eberle on the top one. Like, it just extends them so much. And actually, they had a really good night from Clutterbuck and Martin and Cizikas too. Like, they're just rolling four lines right now and steamrolling people. Every game, they've been great 5-on-5.
Do you think that there's anyone, like, because, you know, I thought the Flyers were playing the best in Toronto. And then after today, I think that I think they've fallen back a notch and had a reality check. And I actually think, am I crazy to say the Islanders are the best team playing right now in the East?
I think if you go to the East and you look around at what everybody's doing, they've only lost one game. That was the middle game to Florida. And they lost that game because of their own stupidity with two really dumb penalties. And they gave Florida a couple good power plays that they scored on. But they have
can't win them all.
Yeah, you can't win them all. And they've what are they now? 5-1 in the bubble. Played great 5-on-5. I would have to say, Scotty, the two teams that everybody was like, you know, nobody would probably pick them to go to the Stanley Cup final, but have played the best out of nowhere in each conference. It's the Islanders in the East, and it's Vancouver in the West.
And then you picked them to lose. You picked them to lose in the conference finals to Tampa, right?
I did. When I did the Sheet of Integrity, I had the Islanders losing to Tampa in the East Finals.
I don't know. They may lose to Columbus. So yeah, my question is, stunning. Do you think in this season that's so bizarre that they're playing in this bubble with no problems, knock on wood, it's been flawless, knock on wood. I pray to God every night when I close my eyes, I say, big fella, just let us get through this NHL, NBA playoffs, and pray for the NFL. Need the NFL pain day. And then baseball is, you know, somewhat working. I think they got some issues, but it's somewhat working. College football is in big trouble. Do you think that, like, that seriously, in this bizarre season in hockey that's happening before your very eyes, do you think you could actually see them winning the Stanley Cup now all of a sudden? And that they, like, in this freaky, you know, bubble season, whatever you want to call it, that they could steal a Stanley Cup?
I think that you could legitimately make a case for 10 to 12 of the teams still left. I honestly think that this is how crazy this entire bubble situation is. I think you could say that they've played, out of the teams in Toronto, you'd say they've played the best. I mean, they haven't played a quote-unquote bad game yet. You know, they just haven't. I mean, Philadelphia played a bad game against Montreal today. Really bad. Washington has now played.
Who did they lose to last year, Carolina?
The Islanders, Carolina. They swept the Penguins, and then they got swept by Carolina in the second.
Do you worry about them because they're still in it? Do they have? I think at some point you said to me they didn't match up well with them or something. Do you think that problem still exists?
You know, I think it kind of does. I think that if you're the Islanders, you don't want to see Boston or Carolina. I think that those are the two teams that they don't match up well with. You know, but hey, in the way that they're playing right now, maybe this Islander team with the confidence that they have and everybody being healthy, maybe they could take Carolina down. Carolina's played well against Boston in these two games. That's 1-1. They're playing game 3 tomorrow afternoon. But those are the two teams, Scotty, that you really don't want to see if you're an Islander fan, because they give them the most problems. I wouldn't have a problem with Obviously here with Washington, with Philadelphia, even Tampa, they've played well against the last 2 years. It's Carolina and Boston you want to try to avoid.
Do you think that Tampa is in trouble tomorrow based on what Carpasalo has been able to do to them in their heads? Because I told Mafia last night, they are renting penthouse property in their head.
Yeah, I'm kind of stunned at what's happened here these two games. I thought that Tampa, after what happened to them last year and how they got embarrassed and swept by Columbus after the year that they had, the 135-140-point season, for them to come out now, and basically it took them 90 shots to beat the guy in game one, and then in game two, they get an early 1-0 lead, and then again, they can't get anything done. They can't get anything past this guy. Columbus waits for you to make mistakes. They capitalize on those mistakes. This is the last stand for me with the Lightning tomorrow, Scotty. This is it. If I don't see a big performance from them, if I see them slogging along and getting trapped up by Columbus again tomorrow, Columbus is going to win the series. I honestly believe that. I need to see Tampa bust out and play their game finally against this team.
Right. Do you think they'll win tomorrow, or are you worried about that? Like, would you make that bet?
I'm worried about it. You know, I have some tickets on Tampa, you know, to win the East or win the Cup.
Right. Right.
And I'm kind of leery on them right now. Like, I almost want to, I was telling Smitty this morning, I almost want to maybe play Columbus for the series. It's like plus like 190 or 195 to kind of just cover all my Tampa bets, because I got no confidence in the Lightning right now.
Do you think Carpasalo is the hottest goalie in the NHL right now?
I think it's him and Price. I think the two of them, I think Carey Price and Carpasalo have been the two best goalies in probably both of the bubbles so far.
Do you think that the Blackhawks can steal a game tomorrow, or are they dead meat, swept?
I think that game two was their chance to steal a game. Fighting back, tying the game, getting to overtime. I think that might have been the spot for Vegas. They could be in big trouble here. They could get swept.
So they broke their back yesterday?
I think that Vegas might have broke their back yesterday. But you know what they need to do, Scotty? If they come out tomorrow night and they pop a couple in early, and they can get themselves like a 2-goal lead on Vegas, I'm not saying they'd still win the game, but that would show me that they still got it in their head. They got some confidence. Maybe they can fight in this thing. But this is it for them. You said it today. When you're down 2-0, you know you're standing at the door. Okay, this is it for you. You got to come out in game three, and this is your last chance to make it a series, because we know what happens at 3-0. It's happened, what, 4 out of, 150 times.
Right.
So you need to knock the door down at 2-0. That's where the Blackhawks are tomorrow, and that's where the Capitals and the Blues are going to be this weekend as well. They're both down 2-0.
Right.
So we'll see what happens with them.
I think I have a basketball.
Are you all right there? What do you got going on?
I think I had a basketball sweat zit. Like, you know, one of those ones, those little knobbers you get on your chest. Like, out of nowhere, you're like, I got a chest zit. Like, I don't even, knock on wood, I don't get, like, zits, but I got, like, a sweat zit, right? Like, bro, I play so much basketball, you have no idea, bro. When I get off, I play outdoors in the hood, and I play indoors, it doesn't matter. I leave soaking wet. Like, no matter what, I leave soaking wet. Like, when I go out in the parking lot to get in my car at both of these places, first place, I got to look for bullets. I'm like, shots going out. I got knives flying through the air. So I wring out my shirt. I'm like, and it just gushes. Same thing at the indoor gym. When I go out in the parking lot, I'm like, and it just looks like Kauai. It's got a waterfall in Hawaii. That's how much water comes out of it. You could fill a cup. And so I just noticed, I was like, I was like, what is that? There's like I got this huge sweat zit. And I was like, I mean, I can't even see if you can see it on the TV. You can see it. It's right there. It's the size of Texas. You see it? Like, look, it's right there. You see it? I'm going to circle it. There it is. I'm going to circle it right now. You'll be able to see it with the circle. You see it? It's huge. I got a huge one. Have you ever seen my third nipple? You want to see that? Hold on. There it is.
Oh, boy.
It's right here. That's a full-on nipple. That's a full-on nipple. I have a third nipple. I was born an alien. Some guy, you know what was weird? Some guy last night in the church was like, can you believe this guy has a job in radio with that voice? Some guy that's never heard of me before. Yeah. For 40 years, you've been living under a crack rock if you've never heard of me. I mean, you can hate me, think I'm the biggest D in the world, but is there anyone left on the face of the earth that hasn't heard of Pharrell on a bench?
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Did you see that? What was that? Like, were they not just breaking out on a 2-on-1? What the hell just happened? I don't understand that call. There was a giant loose puck.
I'll let you know in 3 minutes when I see it.
So Chop says she wants to pop my chest zit. She's like all into it. She's like, she saw it and she went, ooh. She said, we can get rid of that thing right after the show. She's just going to crank it, and that'll be the end of it. I think there's going to be a lot of action coming out of that one. But anyway, Flames and Stars, power play for Calgary right now. No score, 4 left, first period, and a good game brewing again between these two. We've already seen everything else. I think I pretty much talked about everything else that happened, right? So. The Avalanche won 3-2. They're up 2-0. That series, I think, they're in big trouble, Arizona. Colorado's just flat out better than them. And then the Canadians 5-0 over the Flyers. That's 1-1. Canucks up 2-0 after the overtime win over the Blues. And the Islanders up 2-0. Tomorrow, Canes, Bruins, 1-1. Avs, again, can go up 3-0. Lightning and Blue Jackets, 1-1. And Golden Knights and Blackhawks. 2-0 Vegas. They could go up 3-0. As for the NBA, Pacers blew out the Heat 109-92. Raptors covered and handled the Nuggets 117-109. Clippers by 4 over the Thunder 107-103 in overtime. And I gave you as my top play on PharrellOnTheBench.com the Thunder covering and Clips winning money line. I middled it and hit that. And I gave you the Sixers spread, 134-96. They rocked the Houston Rockets, 134-96. My God, talk about taking a night off. So here's the deal. Tomorrow, one game, Grizzlies-Blazers. It's game one of the two-game play-in. If the Blazers win tomorrow, it's over. Then they're the 8, and then they play the Lakers. Portland, it was 6, now it's 5.5. That's what I'm seeing. As far as baseball goes, and we'll get into that in a minute. We talked about it with Tony Jones already from The Athletic in Salt Lake about not only, you know, the Blazers and Memphis, but we talked about the Jazz Nuggets and everything going on with the, you know, West playoffs. And we can talk about that again. That's fine. But the Dodgers lead the Angels 4-1. Runners on the corners, top 7 in Anaheim, 1 out. Nationals 9-2 over the Orioles. That's that second game. Remember they had the suspended game they played? So they finished. That's right. Was that not a suspended game?
From last week, yes.
That was the Orioles-Nationals, right? And so they played again, a normal game, and it's 9-2 in the 8th. Bases loaded. 1 out. Nats up. And what I heard was tonight that Strasburg left his start with a hand injury. I saw that earlier, Carver High. 10-2 now, Nationals.
He's having a rough start to the year. I mean, he didn't make his first couple of starts. He was hurt. And then he comes back. He pitches once or twice, and now he's hurt again. I mean, it's hard to get on the dude. I mean, he was so money in October last year. I mean, him, he was just so great winning that World Series for them. But, man, I guess he's just not going to get going here this year. I mean, we've said this a billion times. You've only got 60 games. You're a third of the way in. I mean, the guy's pitched like two or three times. That's it.
Yeah. You know what he's – I think he goes over and has dinner at Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton's barbecue house because those guys can't stay on the field either. So maybe Strasburg's been hanging out with them. No comment from Carver High. Just refuses to acknowledge Judge's problems.
Anything is possible. I have, you know, obviously several things happening over here. So
you got a lot going on there?
Well, you know, we're running the show here. You know, we're doing a couple things.
But, I mean, are you not disappointed that Judge is out again?
I'm extremely disappointed that Judge is out again. It's always something. Right when he's going, leads the AL in homers, leads the majors in homers, he's killing the ball. You knew something was up where he barely played Sunday and Tuesday. And he sits him and he gives you the dopey excuse. You know, we don't think that this is anything serious. We just want to give him a couple extra days off before Friday.
Give him some rest.
Give him some rest, you know. We're going to give him a rest.
What is he, 20? 22?
And then sure enough, you know, you just knew it was coming down. Then they postponed the press conference this afternoon, move it from 4 to 5:20. The pieces were all getting put together in the puzzle that the dude was, you know, going on the IL. Just great.
So the Orioles won the suspended game 6-2. And then it's 10-2 Nationals in the real game. Brewers beat the Cubs 4-3. Astros up 11-1 on the Mariners in the sixth. Going to the bottom of the sixth, I think, in Houston. Padres, D-backs in the desert. One zip, D-backs, end of six, going to the seventh. San Diego on the road. A's, Giants. Giants up 6-0 at Oracle in San Fran. Bottom six, 6-0 Giants. Yankees 10-3 all over the Red Sox in the opener of that series at the Boogie Down Bronx. And they get Cole posting his 20th straight regular season win. The Yankees, that's unbelievable, 20 straight regular season wins, becoming the sixth pitcher to ever reach the mark by throwing seven sharp innings. And then every time the guy pitches, it's money. Torres doubled, RBI double in the third. Verdugo hit a home run, made it 2-1 in the fourth for the Red Sox. Togman doubled to left, RBI. Sanchez homered to center. So there you go. Is he seeing it finally? Togman singled to deep center. Another RBI for Togman. Frazier doubled to shallow left. An RBI. Togman scored. That was in the seventh. They were up 8-1. Verdugo grounded into a fielder's choice. Pilar scored in the eighth. It was 8-2. Devers single to right, got a run in. It was 8-3. And then Talkman single to left center, a two-run single. LeMahieu and Voit scored, and that is just unbelievable. So I just want to look at I don't care about anything else. I want to see LeMahieu hitting .429 still, 2-for-5 and a run tonight. Unbelievable. Gleyber Torres 4-for-4, 2 RBIs. Talkman 3-for-5, 4 RBIs. Frazier 2 RBIs. Sanchez 2 RBIs. I mean, God, Cole 7 innings, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts, 276. Do you ever pray for his arm when you close your eyes at night and just say, "Big fella, can you just let Garrett Cole stay healthy for every single start of his entire contract?"
Yeah, that guy is something else, man. He is a machine. Now he'll give up, Scotty. Like tonight, you know, he'll give up a big fly here and there, but it's never with anybody on base because nobody gets on base. So he'll give up the occasional one or two solo home runs, but he just mows everybody else down. And the Yankees score enough runs that you could deal with it anyway.
The Reds 8-1 over the Pirates. God, the Pirates suck. They win a game like once a week. Blue Jays 12-4 over the Rays. I'm surprised at that. Phillies are... finally won their sixth game. They're terrible. 6-5, they beat the Mets. Go figure. Indians 10-5 over the Tigers. The Marlins win again. I hit the Indians and the Marlins. How about that? The Marlins just keep doing it. 8-2 over the Braves. Rangers 3-2 over the Rockies. Can you believe the Marlins? Can you even believe it? The job they're doing with that bunch of like high school players?
It is amazing. Ever since they've come back, they've been in every game. They've won a bunch of them. They swept the Orioles when they first came back. Didn't play, you know, I think they lost 2 out of 3 to the Mets. And then they played well in Buffalo this week against the Jays. And is this, Scotty, their first series at home, right? Is this the first time they're playing in Miami this weekend? How about that?
It is. Very exciting. No one goes to the games anywhere, but they never went to the games there anyway.
Maybe this is a sign that we should play the Cardinals for the next couple of days, because look at what happened to the Marlins since they were off for 2 weeks. They've played so well.
The Cardinals were out, right, for...
Tomorrow will be 17 days.
17 days. So then they're, I don't even know if it's true, if they're driving rental cars up to Chicago. I don't even know if that's true. That might be true. Who knows? So let's say they get there. They're playing a doubleheader tomorrow with the White Sox. They haven't played in 17 days. They've had 2 practices, according to Bob Nightingale, USA Today, that was on Coast to Coast with us today. Did he not say that they've practiced twice the entire time they were out?
So correct.
What are the odds that you give them in the doubleheader tomorrow against the White Sox? Should the White Sox not sweep that doubleheader? If, like, seriously, on paper, just in your mind, in the dugout steps, would you not say, we got to win both these games? These guys haven't played in 17 days.
You would think that would be the rallying cry from Rick Renteria in the clubhouse before the doubleheader. Listen, boys, you know, these guys haven't played in a while. They haven't practiced. Let's go out there and get him. Don't give him a shot here today. That would be Rick's little talk to the clubhouse tomorrow.
What did you think of the video clip that we ran of the Philly fanatic photobombing Jacob DeGrom's little press conference talking about his stiff neck? And then the sign came crashing down. The SNY Met sign fell down. And there was the great Philly fanatic standing behind DeGrom, giving him the business. Was that not great?
Hilarious. I thought that was a good moment. He's just talking there. And then, boom, Philly fanatic appears behind him. DeGrom even gave like a silly look, like, what is that behind me? It all worked out very well.
He looked like very troubled by it. Like, he was like, what is happening here? Why is this giant thing bothering me? I love that action. So I know that Carver High loves violence. He's excited about the UFC 252 tomorrow night in Vegas. All right, Pharrell and Avenge. So tomorrow, at the very least, in baseball, it's the Pirates Reds. It's Brault and Bauer, Trevor Bauer, going tomorrow in the Queen City. And then in the Yankee Red Sox game, it's Paxton, the Big Maple, and Eovaldi. Dodgers, Angels, Bueller against Haney. And then the Cardinals White Sox game one is Wainwright and Giolito. On paper, that looks great, except the Cardinals haven't played in 17 days. In the second game, I don't even know who's pitching in the second game. Let's leave it at that. And then the Royals and Twins. Is it just me? I just have to see this for a second. Yeah, the Royals and Twins are playing too as well. So game one, it's Odorizzi against Kennedy. And then these games are in Minnesota. Game two, Duffy and Berríos. Then Mets, Phillies in Philadelphia, Aaron Nola and Mats. Oh my God. Mats has been terrible, hasn't he? He's just been so terrible. Nola won his last outing. I think, I don't trust Steven Matz as far as you could spit. Indians and Tigers. Bieber going against Turnbull. Bieber's been incredible. And then Braves, Marlins, Freed, and Castano. That one's in Miami. Rays, Blue Jays, and Shoveloft, Bavano, Yarbrough, and Anderson there. A's, Giants at Oracle is, I think they scratched Montas. Gausman is going for the Giants. Astros host the M's. Javier for Houston. Marjavicious for Seattle. And then Nats, Orioles. Wojciechowski for the O's. Corbin has been good for the Nats. He goes for the Nats on Saturday. And then Padres, Diamondbacks in the desert. Quantrill against Young. Rangers, Rockies. In Coors, does it matter who's pitching? Yeah, Gibson and Marquez in the thin air. There'll be all kinds of activity there and runs. So going to, that's the lineup in terms of Saturday's games in baseball. So, and I suppose if it makes you feel any better, I could go through those. Colorado, -166, San Diego, -144, Washington, -180, Houston, -204. No line I'm seeing on the A's, Giants, Rays, Jays, Braves, Marlins, Cleveland, -180 with Bieber, Nola, -168 for Philly. I'm just going to, the ones I see in terms of Dodgers, -141 with Bueller, and then Bauer, -198. So those are just some of the spreads that I'm seeing for Saturday's baseball games. So Duke and Notre Dame, we kind of tried to talk about it today on Coast to Coast. I didn't really get to elaborate that, you know, they're two of the higher learning schools. Let's face facts. Duke's in the top 10 in colleges in the country every year. Duke's a phenomenal educational situation there in Durham. Great school. And I'm not talking about Mike Krzyzewski and Duke basketball. I'm talking about just going to school at Duke is a great school. And then Notre Dame's a great school. And that's just all there is to it. It's one of the best schools in the country. Both of them are just highly rated educationally. So why are they so stupid about the COVID? It's unbelievable. Brian Kelly acts like, you know, they're kicking off Saturday and he's got no problems. Meanwhile, they've got people on their staff testing positive for COVID. Is that not troubling to anyone? Like, it's amazing to me how, and I can tell, I know exactly what they're doing. So the story gets out that someone tested positive for COVID on the staff, and then Kelly tells everyone to shut their mouths in their team meetings. I guarantee you, there, if anyone leaks any of that information, if anyone says who it is that has failed, or anyone mentions failed COVID tests in South Bend at Notre Dame, you're not playing the whole year. You won't even play. They won't even suit you. So they're giving it the silent treatment. Have you noticed that, Carver? Notre Dame doesn't talk about it at all. He talks about, we're thrilled. Everything's under control. We're going to play in the ACC. We're looking forward to it.
And this is his other line that I've heard Brian Kelly say three or four times now. Well, you know, there's going to be positive tests everywhere. You know, there's going to be positives. You know, that's the other thing he keeps throwing out there. You know, well, you know, it's going to happen. All right, coach. Look, it is what it is at this point, Scotty. I mean, we've got half the teams aren't playing. And as of right now, you know, in terms of the FBS, half are and half aren't. So are the rest going to bag out? That's what it comes down to at this point. Now, how will the Big Ten and the Pac-12 look if all these other three conferences do get all their games in and they play a 10-game schedule in the fall? How are they going to look?
Well, I think the Big Ten and Pac-12 will look like they swung and missed on football. I think people will make fun of them. I think people will say they screwed up. But I also think that I truly believe that they cannot be wrong or the Ivy League or any conference. They're all out now. Mountain West, Big Sky, WAC, WCC. It doesn't matter where you go, where you MAC. They're all done. They're all done. So there's only three left standing, right? And I don't believe they're wrong in that they're doing the right thing for their student athletes in terms of avoiding playing will avoid people having the potential to get it and to die. To get it, to die, and to have heart problems. There's been all kinds of links to that. So it is what it is. And if you don't believe it and you don't wear a mask and you think you're right because you're American and nobody tells you what to do and you got your gun and you got your rights, then, you know, I hate your guts forever. I mean, honestly, like I just, anyone that goes around with their, nobody tells me what to do. I'm not wearing a mask. I hate all you people dead. Honestly. I mean, I just can't stand listening to it. I can't even put up with it. So I think they're doing the right thing for the students and the student athletes in protecting them from what could be a very scary situation. I keep telling you, you better hope, you better pray, you better be talking to somebody up there in a higher ground. You better be praying to God in heaven that they don't have players get this thing and end up dead. You better hope nobody dies because everybody else is dying everywhere. Everybody else is getting ventilators and ICU. You can't even get a bed in any hospital anywhere in the country right now. Good luck getting a bed. Good luck getting a ventilator. I mean, they're all gone. So everybody thinks that there's not a pandemic going on. Those people are just stupid ass. So here's the deal. I don't think they made a mistake at all. I think they did the right thing. And if the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 get away with it and nothing happens and they play football, then I think they got lucky. They got away with it. They didn't give in and they played and they got through it and they got lucky, if you ask me. Because the doctors, the infectious disease specialists, and the science and the CDC, World Health, it doesn't matter. They all say the same thing, that they are asking for trouble. Did they not all say that? They're just like, they are all saying it. And then if these kids think, and I'm telling you, here's the deal. Every kid that goes to college, 90% of them are going to go and party, right? That's just all there is to it. Like when you get out of the nest and you go to college, you do not listen to anybody. You are on your own. You're an adult now. You are not in high school. You're in college. You are partying. And I don't care if there's a pandemic or not. They're going to have keg parties everywhere. I know they've said there's no tailgating. There's no keg parties. There's no, you know, all this. That's not going to work. The first day at every campus in America, they're going to have 50 keg parties, maybe 100. They're going to be everywhere.
You can't stop these kids from beaking. They're going to want to beak. They're going to want to get involved. It's just that simple.
That's just automatic. And so, and there is going to be everything going on. There's going to be body start slapping, wild thing, the whole deal. Keggers, booze parties, strippers, the whole thing. You know bodies are going to start slapping.
Bodies start slapping.
I'm doing a wild thing, son. You know it's happening. It's automatic. Like if I was at Indiana, literally the first night I was there, I'd be looking for some slapping. Automatic. I'd be hitting on everything anything with a pulse. I'd be like, it would just be over. I partied like a rock star in Bloomington. I mean, honestly, I was Keith Richards. I had it all going in Bloomington, not drink kegs. Are you kidding me? I went to 7 million keg parties. I had kegs in my car. I used to go to the liquor store and pick up the kegs. I'm not even kidding. For the Fisai house. I mean, we would go buy keg after keg after keg after keg after keg. It was just beautiful. It was just a beautiful thing. I'm a big fan of it. But I love how Duke and Notre Dame refuse to acknowledge the disease, that they just think they got it all figured out. Nobody tells them what to do. Like, are you kidding me? Like, the two smartest schools practically in the country. You could throw all those Ivy League schools in and Princeton and all the rest, and you could throw in Cal Berkeley and Stanford, and really, those are some of the finest. Northwestern, all those are great schools, right? Incredible. There's a lot of great schools, you name it, Georgetown. But all of them, they're going to party. And if you don't acknowledge that the COVID is real, then you shouldn't even be running a higher learning institution. How's that sound? And I've never seen so many stupid people in my life as these football coaches talking like it's not a problem. I'm about done listening to this fat Ed Orgeron talk about his, you know, where y'all down here. We're going to play football down here, boy. We'd rather a baby league kid on. They ain't going to send them home. You think we're going to send them home? They're good with us right here, boy. Somebody's going to get lit up. Saturday down here in the bayou, you come down here, you better do some jambalaya, son, boy. Yeah. So what do you think of Jimmy Johnson not going to the studio for the Fox broadcast? So they're going to have him on a monitor, right? Like, they're going to have him like we do it on, the coast to coast where everybody's in a different location. How do you think that's going to go over?
I think it'll be all right. They'll get through it.
They're going to go, like, what's his name, McAfee? What's the guy's name? What's the one's name that runs the show? What's
Kurt
the brother's
Menefee.
Name?
Menefee.
He'll go, so what do you think, Jimmy? What do you think, coach? And then they'll go to him. He'll be sitting at his pool in his crib in South Florida, living large. All right, Perel on the bench. So, Carver, how you doing the show tomorrow with Morenti? Who are you doing it with? Rocking and rolling tomorrow on TV?
I'm doing 1 hour with Gabe tomorrow, 3 to 4 in-game live, yes.
Awesome. Let's bring in Morenti now. Sports Rage is next. Hey, Morenti, that sounds fun. You and Carver Hyde. Now, let me ask you, if you were, because, you know, like Oklahoma State said no tailgates. I know you've seen the Grove at Oxford and at Ole Miss, right? Like, so can you imagine if they don't have those parties at the Grove? I think those people will have the party at the Grove anyway. If they ban the Grove, I bet they'll do it anyway, and they'll tie up police officers and take their clothes off, and they'll paint them with lipstick and chocolate.
Yeah, the local sheriff will probably let them do it, to be honest. All kidding aside, look, when they came back to the EPL, and I know you really enjoyed that stuff, when the EPL came back, the police told them, listen, we're not playing around. Like, you know, you're going to have to, you know, let us decide what stadiums you can play in where we can control it outside, because the fans and the supporters are going to show up. And you and I kidded about this in Buffalo. Good luck keeping these whack jobs out of the parking lot, Scotty, even if they can't get into the stadium.
Did you just see Calgary just, I think, got a shorty, and they're up 1-0 on Dallas. I know you had that Dallas parlay last night. Who did you bet on in this one tonight? Flames up 1-0.
Yeah, I have the Stars to close out another parlay. I thought, you know, I did it yesterday, and I was looking to do it again. I started out great, Scotty. I had the Habs. I had the under. I was on the Avalanche earlier, but it's all starting to fall apart. I bet against Carver's Islanders. And the Capitals, Capitals are just out of gas right now. And I'm on the Dallas Stars here. So I started off strong. It's not the finish I'm looking for here, bro.
I hit the Canucks, too, in that overtime game. And I'm riding the Flames tonight. We'll see what happens.
Sir.
Have a great weekend, Morenti. Sports Rage is next. I'll see you freaks Monday on Coast to Coast and on Ferran Events. Have a good time to Harbor High with Morenti. I know you will. Good night, everybody.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper,
dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money.